When I was a child, Christmas was a very special time for me. The family gathered from all over the country, all over the world even, and it was a time of excitement, it was a time of joy, it was a time of expectation. You never knew what you were going to get under that tree on Christmas morning. It was an exciting time. We'd spend weeks ahead of Christmas asking Mom for what we wanted for Christmas. We would go through the Sears and Roebuck catalog's toy section, looking for what we wanted for Christmas and pointing out the things that we wanted, circling the toys that we wanted. And there were always 10 to 20 times the amount of toys that we wanted than we knew we would ever get. And it was always an exciting time, not knowing what it would be, asking for something specific from Santa Claus, asking for something from Mom and Dad. It was an exciting time. Leading up to Christmas, I always looked forward to those days just before Christmas. And then would come the big night, and we'd go to church, and we'd go to worship services, and then we'd come home, and there would be great excitement. We'd watch Troy Duncan on Channel 8 there in Dallas as he would do the radar report, and there would be this little blip on the screen, and it was, of course, Santa Claus. And, of course, we'd have to go run, and we'd jump in our beds and go to sleep. I can remember waking up one Christmas morning, my brother was jumping up and down on my bed. Get up, Greg, it's Christmas morning. Get up, it's time. Of course, it was 4:30. And Mom and Dad's heads had just hit the pillow. And so we had to go back to sleep. Until finally we got up and it was about 7 and there was just beginning to have a little bit of break of light outside. It was exciting. The doorway from the hall where the bedrooms were into the entryway and the living room was closed, and it had this little grate vent in it down towards the bottom. And through that grated vent, you could see the light from the Christmas tree glowing and winking at us. And it was a light of excitement and expectation, not knowing what would be there, looking forward to finding what it was. It was excitement. We couldn't wait to go, but unfortunately, Mom was in the bathroom. I found out many years later we were waiting for the coffee to get done. And then finally, Dad would open the door and go, ho, 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 and we knew it was time. We'd go running into the living room, and there around the tree was all the wonderful loot, all the wonderful Christmas stuff, all the wonderful things we'd look for, and we would spend hours playing, and we would tear the place apart. You know how all those presents under the tree look amazingly and beautiful and colorful and well done, and all the time it was spent wrapping each present and preparing each bow. It's amazing how fast it can all be turned into absolute rubbish there in the living room on Christmas morning. And then we'd fall asleep and wake up in time to eat. And then we'd get dressed up in our best and we'd go over to my grandmother's house, my mother's mother's house, and we'd do it all again with my cousins. Christmas was exciting. Christmas was fun. Christmas was fun. Christmas was a time of family and friends and rejoicing. Christmas was a time when we celebrated the joy of being in a family that loved us, cherished us, protected us, cared for us, and where we knew that there would be no fear and that our dreams could come true. And yet we lived in a world. If we turned on the news, this was true in the 60s and 70s, and it's true here in the second decade of the 21st century. If you look on the news, you see the world is filled with violence. There were warnings about services like today's and tomorrow's, that there might be some kind of a terrorist attack, and people were going, ooh, stay away from church. Take a low profile. Turn on the news and you see violence and hatred. You see terrorist attacks. You see war. You see political confrontations. We thought the election was over, but it still goes on. Family, joy, mixed with fear and concern. If we live in the world, we cannot ignore the pain. We cannot ignore the suffering. We cannot ignore the threats. We cannot ignore the hunger, the thirsting, the need for the basic sustenance of life, for peace, tranquility, comfort, and hope. We cannot ignore the theme of Advent, which you see here in front of you. Hope, love, joy, and peace. And we dare not ignore, even in the face of violence, even in the face of threats, even in the face of dashed hopes and dreams, even in the face of pain, even in the face of torn families, we dare not ignore the message of the child in the manger. The child in the manger, a gift of God's unfailing grace, a gift of God's mercy and love, a gift that brings us true hope, true love, true joy, and true peace, a gift to a young woman, a young maiden, a virgin, and her betrothed, her fiancé, the man who would be her husband, a gift and a challenge to take God's grace, God's gift, God's love, God's hope, God's peace, God's joy, take this amazing gift and share it with the world. And it's the calling that we dare not ignore. And it's the calling we must proclaim ourselves. The angel's words to the shepherds are words to us today. Do not be afraid. I know there are many reasons to be afraid. And when confronted with the divine, it's possible to realize your own inadequacies, your own inabilities to meet the challenge. So it's easy to become afraid. But the angel says, do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. Not for some of the people. Not for this group over here, but not that group over there. But for all the people. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. To you. Now this is said to shepherds out in the fields. They're not direct relatives, as far as we know, of Mary or Joseph even. It's shepherds. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. This is the indication that you will know it's Him. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, or as the King James says, swaddling clothes, and lying in a manger. Huh? For the Messiah, the Savior, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Deliverer of the universe, the one who will be Yahweh delivers or Yahweh saves, Yeshua, Jesus. You will find Him not in a palace, not in a crib, not in a bed, but in a manger, a feeding trough. Mangers in the Middle East are not made out of wood. They're a stone pillar with the top part of it carved out smooth to hold either water or food, hay. And in a feeding trough, not a crib, not a bed, you will find this babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. This child who will change everything. That is the one for whom we should be excited. That is the gift that we should be anticipating. That is the gift that we should be giving. The child in the manger, whom we receive, by faith, whose grace overwhelms us, whose power transforms us, who gives us our calling to make disciples for a broken and hurting world, disciples of Jesus Christ, to transform the broken and hurting world in which we live. Our mission as Christians begins with this moment of seeing and beholding in the feeding trough, in the manger, this child, this baby, this little one, this little Lord Jesus laying down his sweet head in a feeding trough. This is where the message begins. This is where the gospel starts. This is where Golgotha, the journey to the cross, begins. Right here. With this baby who's been placed in a feeding trough, whose grace and love will feed the world with the power of the Most High, with the forgiveness of the Most High, with the grace of the Most High. This little one will change us all. As a child, I was excited to see what gifts Mom and Dad or Santa Claus would bring me. I was so excited. If only we could have this kind of excitement for the gift, the greatest gift, the gift of the child in the manger. If only we could have this excitement and share this child, his message, his love, his grace, his life-transforming presence with all. Today, on Christmas Eve, tomorrow on Christmas Day, I invite you to receive the gift of the child, the babe, wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger. I invite you to come to the table of the Lord tonight and receive the Blessed Sacrament and so be transformed by His love and grace that you will not be able to contain the gift, but God's grace and love in you will lead you to share the gift with others. May this Christmas be an opportunity for us all to take the excitement of this time and pour it into our living, sharing the love of God with a world that needs to hear that love. A world that is starving for the child in the manger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another.
Let us pray.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Forgive all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. You may be seated. And if you would join with me in the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy Creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the giver of life, love, joy, and peace, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, master of all that was and is to come. You formed us from the elements of all eternity. Speaking your word of grace, you created us and breathed into us the breath of life, giving us your image and calling us into a relationship with each other and with you. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We praise you for this glorious night in which we remember and celebrate the incarnation and birth of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. His coming was foretold by the Hebrew prophets, announced by the archangel Gabriel, and humbly accepted by Mary and Joseph. Christ was conceived by faith, accepted by faith, recognized by faith, and proclaimed by faith. Shepherds were drawn to the sight of his birth in Bethlehem of Judea, and the heavenly host of angels sang of his glory. We join their songs of praise this night, opening our hearts and mouths to proclaim, Christ is born anew in us. Christ is born anew. For on that other night in which he gave himself over, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, O Father, we proclaim the mystery of the faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. By Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The disciples knew the Lord Jesus in the breaking of the bread.